gates and doors were barred, all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear of the day, to find the soldiers breaking through the tracks all the way. Tracks all the way. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches, the sound of soldiers' feet. The sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me what she did. They moved in the end of the night, none of us know where. But the strong men were away, and now his body is there. Ooh, his body is there. So we ran toward the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found a stone in the end of the tomb, just the way Mary said. The sheep they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How weird they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. More than I could tell. Perhaps something strange had happened there, just what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just circumstances, speculation could lift me very high. I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Yeah, I saw him die. Back in the house again, the guilt and the anguish came. Every promise that I made to him added to my shame. When facts came to choices, I did not know his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. No, it wouldn't be the same. And the air was filled with this strange and sweet perfume. I came from everywhere, though shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me, his arms open wide. I fell down on my knees, clung to him and cried. Yeah, I clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet and he looked into my eyes. Like love shining from him, like sunlight from the sky. My guilt and confusion disappeared.